Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Did you guys? Yeah, I had one. No, branches.
Yeah, branches.
Yeah, just big, best branches.
We got lucky. We had a big tree taken.
You have a big dead tree in front of your house.
That's gone.
Oh, they good. I got
they
it.
They took it down. Good. And we had, yeah, because it was dead, dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got hit by lightning, right?
Yeah. Years ago, it got hit by lightning and they're like, it's fine. And then it's just like, no, it's not.
For a little bit. You got like couple years.
Well, the tree guy, whatever, like came by. He's like, I thought it was gonna be fine, like judging. And then like when we got inside, we're like, nope. Mm-hmm. And so they took it down because we had a ton. Remember that big storm like a week and a half ago or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. Apparently they measured a small tornado like less than a mile from us in Dunwoody.
Oh wow.
It was pretty small. Like it you know, less than a half mile's worth of damage from tornado aspect, but like that tree's definitely was gonna go down.
Yeah.
So same with Randy, just branches, just the weight, the extra weight of the snow, and especially if it turns into ice, it gets waterlogged and freezes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long before you go kick over your neighbor's dirty ass snowman?
I don't think I would ever do that.
That's a sense of accident. Man, can I knock over that dirty snowman?
I think
we're still hanging tight, man.
I think the heat by tomorrow will take care of most of that.
Kick over his dirty snowman.
Whether a squirrel got it or something, but the carrot was like halfway on the other side of the yard, and Lily was like, "Oh no, Pinocchio's melting." It's like, yeah,
Pinocchio's feeding the wildlife is what that's doing.
But we went and saved the stuck it back in there. Now, Pinocchio doesn't have a head, and it's mostly just kind of torso at this point.
Ichabod Crane over here? What are we doing?
The stick arms are still hanging out, and I told her today is probably the last day, though. Like, it's going to be gone. So.
One thing you don't want to do, because they're a little old. No, they're about the same age as my kids. When the snow melted, they blamed me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's my fault.
That's a thing?
She's furious. Oh, yeah.
Did not know that.
She was like, what do you mean it's going to melt? And I was like, well, it's
too warm, hun.
It's ice.
They were so pissed. They went to sleep. It snowed at night. They went play. They woke up. It was gone. Oh, they were so pissed at me.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
You know how you're wearing a different jacket today than we did a couple days ago? Because you get too hot if you wore that same jacket? Well, that's what the snowman's going through.
It's still snow all over the place.
A lot of
it's
places,
Monday,
surprisingly.
It snowed Friday. Like, that's a long time
in
Georgia.
Places that got hit by direct sunlight.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Anything that was in the direct sunlight yesterday pretty much melted.
Yeah, some of these places are just shaded from that. And you're like, all right.
But, I mean, we got 2 days of, obviously Friday was a full-on snow day.
Sure.
But, like, we got 2 days of, you could play in this. We couldn't leave our house until Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon because my whole driveway was like a hockey rink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it just. Yeah. I mean, it's long, right? And it's sloped enough. And like Friday afternoon when it rained all that and then it froze overnight.
And no one had driven on it.
I tried to drive up it when I got home on Friday and I made it about 10 feet and then slid back down. I was like, all right, I'll park over there.
But that's what everybody was like. Because our houses, we have the like three houses. Ours, they were bothering them, are all on a hill. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, man, why did they park their cars on the street? Yeah, okay. I see why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got the steep-ass driveways. So, yeah, that was a... But, man, I was like, I just got to get hurt. Just a chance now, just for a little while. I need to go... No, just sit down for a little bit, baby. She wanted to get out there so bad.
We were more outside than inside this weekend. Yeah. All they wanted to do was be in it, which is fine. Like, that's... I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for kids that want to be outside and play and all that stuff. But, like... Man, I'm ready for the snow to go away.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, enough. It was fun. It was a fun couple days.
And it was.
You can melt, and now please don't snow again for another five years.
I had this discussion with someone. It's always fun if you have no needs.
It's
like,
great
if you can just stay
in
your house, work from home, blah, blah, blah. But like for people who are like trying to drive to work or get, I mean, restaurants were closed.
It would have really sucked if that snow that came Friday morning happened on like a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone had to try to figure out
right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
You know, it pretty much is. It's fine out there now, pretty much. So
yes. Yeah, it's not bad now. But yeah. I was like, okay, you can go ahead and snow. You can go ahead and melt snow.
Yep, go ahead. Go ahead and melt. We're good. It was nice. It was fun. Everybody got their snow pictures and, you know, made your snowman, did your snow stuff. Now we're good. Now she I'm believes hoping. That snow can happen.
Yeah, so I'm hoping good. It's like gone. I want to run outside. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, you can't really do that.
Past couple days, I was like, if I come across even snow, ice, like, it's the run's going to end immediately.
I saw a lot of people doing it, though. I was like, good for you guys.
What's that?
Running. Just.
Oh, yeah. I saw a couple of those. People.
Treacherous.
Yeah, I'm hoping today it's melted and dried off to where I can run enough, but mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah. I saw a couple of people out there running and stuff like that.
I'll tell you what I can't do more than like 4 miles on a treadmill. I'm not built for treadmill running.
Just get bored.
Maybe I'm too fast on a treadmill because I set a speed that
That's probably what it is.
Not like that, Randy.
You're probably too fast.
That's not what I mean. But like, I don't know. Get bored. Maybe I should just run like 10-minute pace on a treadmill.
No, then you'd really get bored. Then you'd really get bored.
I don't know. I can't. I run 12 outside, but 4 on treadmills are rough.
Yeah, treadmills are boring.
Terrible.
That's why you got to watch TV or something like that.
Then I got to run slower because I'm paying attention to subtitles.
Oh, just listen to the headphones.
I do that too.
Just watch.
Yeah.
All right.
Not good.
Well.